Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Erevin Daf Yud Zayin. On Amud Beis, we begin the new perek, the perek of Oisin Pasalim Birois. And if you learn the Mishnah says that a person, specifically in a situation where they are being early regal and chazal were mekel, a person could put up a double post with an amma facing each direction in the four corners, and that creates a Rishus HaYachid, and he's allowed to draw water from a be'er that's in the Rishus HaRabim, and this be'er is a Rishus HaYachid, create a Rishus HaYachid around it, and have no problem drawing water from the be'er into this enclosed, quote-unquote, area with these deyumdin, with these pasei birois. And the obvious question is, all the Rishayim ask, the Gemara in Daf Chav says that this becomes a Rishus HaYachid, at kedei kach, that if a person carries from this area to the Rishus HaRabim, he's chayiv. And the question is, Taisus asked the question on the spot, V'hada amar la'el, hachi agmirei rachmano l'moshe l'tiferetz ruba. The Gemara we had in Daf Tezof Mitbei says, Zalach l'moshe misinai, l'tiferetz ruba. You can't have parut mruba la'imir, or possibly even parut ka'imir, according to one man the amar. But we know, we always need oimim rubala parot in order to have a kasher mechitza. What's going on over here that we say that a person can put a pasei birois and create a full-fledged rishus hayachid midai raisa? Taisvis answers, "Hainu hecha deleka shame dalad mechitza is kihacha." That's only where I'm not going to have a shame of dalad mechitzas, like over here where I have a shame of dalad mechitzas. The hayol v'ika b'chol tzar ama mikan ama mikan chashav pesach. Since I have on every side one amma, an amma in this direction, an amma in the other direction, chashiv pesach, it's considered a pesach. Now what does that mean, first of all? And second of all, why is Taisvah saying chashiv pesach? Taisvah should say chashiv mechitza. And to answer this question, we turn to Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi in Hilchah Shabbos, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Tezayin, a longer Reb Chaim, and in this Reb Chaim, which is somewhat required learning for Maseches Erevin, there are Yesodis that he establishes in Erevin, in Mechitzis, in Pesach. I am not going to go through a comprehensive explanation of Reb Chaim, just to bring out and show you that Reb Chaim directly discusses this question. And he brings this Taisvis, and he says, according to the way I understand the lumdis of Oimim Rubal Aparotz, then I can tell you what Pshat and Taisvis is. Reb Chaim explains, very bekitzer, what Oimim Rubal Aparotz does is that when a person has a fence or mechitza up, the rest of the mechitza, if it's parutz, is a mevatel. It weakens, at least, the part of the mechitza that's standing. And what a person has to do is, what we have to assure is, that we give a shame pesach to the opening. It shouldn't have a shame pirtza. If it has a shame pirtza, it's mevatel the mechitza. I need to have a shame pesach. Once I have a shame pesach, then we could say that this mechitza could be a valid mechitza. And this perhaps works with the understanding of many achrenim that the lumdis of surrounding a rishus hayachid is not necessarily that I have to have mechitza stumis. It's not a din of the mechitzas, but perhaps the yisoid is that a makim has to be a makim mugder, a makim mukif. It has to be a place that's surrounded. So since I have to have an area that's surrounded with mechitzas, so if I have a pirtza, anything that gets a shame pirtza, then I don't have a mechitza. If I only have a shame pesach, or if I get it a shame pesach, then I could have a standing mechitza. So Reb Chaim explains, if I have parutz murubala oimir, then I lose my shame mechitza. If I have oimir murubala parutz, then I have a shame mechitza because the open area has a shame pesach. So Reb Chaim says, by pasei birois, once I have a shame mechitza, a shir mechitza, on each side of amma mikan and amma mikan, then I have a shame pesach. If I have a shame pesach, then I could even have parts merubah la'oimir. I only need to come on to oimir merubah la'paris, that Allah l'moshe misinai, that a person has to have in order to have a valid rishus hayachid. Oimir merubah la'paris is only if I don't have a shir mechitza. If I don't have a shir mechitza, then I have to contend with a pirtza. If I contend with a pirtza, then I have to make sure that I have oimir merubah la'paris. And that takes away the pirtza because it gives me the shame pesach. However, if I have a shir mechitza on each side, then I have shame pesach halo. I have psachim. If I have a pesach, then there's no need to come on to the halacha l'moshe misinai. Everybody should take a look in this Reb Chaim, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Tezayin. Reb Chaim explains this by Arichos. There are Achrayim that delve into exactly what Reb Chaim means and how to understand it. There are many implications. There are other Achrayim that say similar ideas with different Eschais, but Reb Chaim directly discusses this Tosfos, and this is how he explains why Pasei Birois is going to work. Have a wonderful day.